Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi guys, welcome to this week's Snowcast. We're here, you might say, Jesus, the audio fidelity has gone down this week, lads. It actually hasn't.
It's gone up.
It's gone up. This is what we want. Sitting on the street, O'Connell Street, Waterford, outside Tully's pub. Drinking a fresh, tasty, delectable pint.
Sure, we'll just have the one.
Sure, we'll just have the one.
Like,
that's what you said to me.
Like, oh, so yeah, basically, leaving work, the sun is absolutely splitting it today.
Concrete expulpa.
And I was like, there's something going on. There's something.
You couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't figure it out. What's going on? Next minute. Sure, didn't I cop the lip?
You were fair shook.
It was quivering like a bastard.
I thought you were having a seizure.
A lip-based seizure. Oh, God. Oh, lads, the draft points. Oh, Jesus.
There's no comparison, is there? Like, you know, like, cans are lovely and bottles are lovely, but... God.
You can't beat it.
And it's like Tom in the Cove said to us a few weeks ago, he was dead right. It's the best time ever now to be drinking a pint of draft, because everything is fresh.
Yeah, that's so true, actually, isn't it?
Very good observation.
So all the brewers haven't been brewing. All lads, we're sitting outside the front of Tully's there, so there'll be cars passing, there'll be people chatting.
We might do the podcast equivalent to people watching.
Exactly, yeah. Look at this. Look at this fella coming across the road here now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What's up?
He looks like Peter Griffin.
You got any of those? For the first time in real person, in real life, with a pint glass in front of your hand, what are you drinking today, kid?
What am I drinking today? I am on Elevation Pale Ale by Wicklow Wolf, which we would have featured, I don't think we've ever featured
it. It surely has.
In draft form?
No, not in draft ever.
It definitely has in can form, but... Peter Griffin is just leaving there now.
On a motorbike.
but there's such a difference in the flavour now, like, compared to the can, and it's so fresh. And it's obviously, you know, it's that thing as well where the taps and stuff here are all, like, at the correct temperature for pouring this pint. Whereas, you know, we have our fridges set at like 3-4 degrees, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very hard to kind of like anticipate what's coming, you know. And it's, you know, it's just not that perfect temperature. Whereas this is absolutely lovely, like absolute bliss. And what are you drinking today, you old Gumby?
I want to find the Yellow Belly Citric, because, like, I was just saying, you know, obviously it's one of them staple cans you'd have in the fridge throughout lockdown.
Yeah.
And I just wanted a direct comparison.
Yeah.
And there is no comparison, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's lovely out of a can. That's not to put a can of Citra down, it's just there's just no comparison whatsoever.
Different,
like,
gravy.
So yeah, different gravy altogether. It's a different bag of lemons. it's so much fresher, so much easier in the palate. And I can't stop coming back to it, which is a bit of a problem, but a good problem. a good problem to have. What I think is great here as well, Owen, is like we're sitting in Tully's Bar, which people will know well from the podcast, featured regularly on it. We harp on about it all the time. And we even had Ed Cahill from Tully's on the podcast there like last year in the miniseries we did, the Last Call. But what's interesting is people hear the cars and the bikes going past in the background. So this area is now cordoned off on the weekends, pedestrianised.
I think so. Is it from like 5 o'clock on a Friday? Or
5 or half 5 on a Friday, yeah. Kind of to maximise the post-work points.
Yeah.
Of a Friday. And then for the entire weekend and Saturday and Sunday as well.
Yeah, it's complete, like, basically out of commission until Sunday midnight or whatever. Yeah.
And like it has no impact on traffic because it's not a heavy traffic place anyway.
And it can be diverted. You can divert the traffic around it. I definitely think, I was up in Cork last week or the week before, and like all of those side streets that are off of like Oliver Plunkett Street and Patrick Street.
And the South Mall, yeah.
And South Mall. Like all of those kind of like linking streets between them have all been kind of closed to traffic. And like there's no need for them. And like Princess Street in Cork have a load of like tables, and they have big huge parasol umbrellas,
canopies
in the middle of the street all the way up, and they're all like really colourful, different colours, but like it's something that the city council invested in themselves and put those out, rather than having, like, you know, even here now we have like a small canopy above us that like obviously fits the whole front of the shop, but like they obviously can't put a canopy on the charity shop beside us, or like on the solicitors or whatever there's on the other side of us. So then they're missing out on that kind of seating availability outside there, you know, whereas, you know, if it was kind of a city council led thing, it'd be great. And it is great here that from Friday to Sunday that like the whole thing is blocked off, like.
Yeah, because we're here over Thursday now and there's a couple of chairs outside, which is lovely. It's grand to sit down on the street.
That's the thing, isn't it, though? The spontaneity, it's gone. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
Like this is really spontaneous now, right?
This is ridiculous.
But we literally arrived as someone left the two kind of walk-in tables that are here. I think the rest of the tables are kind of booked for the afternoon. A few people have come and gone since we've arrived here now and have been turned away because the back is full of bookings.
Only for that we were fucked. Come here, did you see the nonsense last week about the outdoor dining, outdoor drinking?
Oh, with the guards?
Yeah.
That's
pure stupidity. I mean, like, you know, I think as well the whole thing about discretion, like, that's the kind of thing you see, like, these quirks about the law and stuff like that all the time. You see, if it affected something really important to be done, sorted overnight, like, they should just do a little amendment to some bill, like, to...
Exactly, yeah.
Just allow it, you know.
It'd be like that time where, remember all of, like, those... drugs just became legal
for a day
well, the draft legislation, wasn't it, overnight or something?
It was a draft legislation would be the right thing to call it,
yeah,
to allow a few draft points on the street. But yeah, I think it makes sense. I actually think this is a street that could be pedestrianised anyway.
Yeah,
you know, there's no need, like, even we were saying walking down, we walked past Teenage Doolins there in Jacob Lynch's, and like those pubs those streets are kind of pseudo pedestrianised in a sense, like deliveries can drive up, and you could drive up in your car, but there'd be no reason to.
Yeah.
But I think there's plenty of scope for more pedestrianisation, like especially now with, say, the last year and a half that pubs and restaurants have had, like if you could put a load of seats outdoors, have a few heaters, have cover if needed for the weather, people are only too mad to get out and about and have a drink in a pub, like.
I think like the street front should be celebrated, because what has happened previously is that in Dublin there was a van of fly light.
The fly light lorry is passing there. The restaurants are back open.
But what has happened previously was that like in Dublin, and it was all around the country, but it was definitely highlighted in Dublin, whereby you had to apply for planning permission for a sandwich board and pay X amount of money, but a sandwich board advertising their business outside the premises. Whereas now, like, I think you should be, like, that should be celebrated and that we should all be sitting outside where possible. And, like, you know, like, those chairs should be left outside and that, yes, you do need space for, say, two passing wheelchairs to go by. And that should be your kind of, like, you know, minimum
standard.
Standard. But, like, apart from that, like, it, you know, it should be that, like, places have stuff outside their premises as well. Like, as we said before, look at, like, piazzas in Rome and, like, all of Italy and Barcelona and stuff like that, where they, like, horse chairs out, like, you know, and completely utilise that public space, and, like, all restaurants take it over, and it's so lovely to sit outside or whatever. Whereas, like, here, it's just, like, you have these big, huge, like, squares, or, like, say, like, O'Connell Street in Dublin, like, sure, there's nothing going on. There's, like, lanes and lanes of, like, traffic and buses and, like, no crack at all on the biggest street in Ireland, like.
The only thing about that as well, I'd say, is, like, you know, people always throw back, oh, with Rome, you have the weather, and you have, you know, they have the weather for it, and they have the same in other countries, but, like, there's more precipitation in Portugal than there is in Ireland every year.
Yeah.
Do you know, and you go to Lisbon as well, it's all on street dining. Yeah. And, like, if you go to Lisbon September, October, like, it rains a lot, but they still have, they just quickly pull over the...
Yeah, they have, like, those kind of, like...
retractable kind of temporary roofs, like...
Yeah, or they have, like, gazebos.
Not like a fine gazebo.
None better, yeah.
Yeah.
But what is your experience so far been, kind of the outdoor dining or outdoor?
I haven't ate much.
Outdoor pinting.
Pretty good. Yeah, we were here a couple of weeks ago. We were here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was like this is like the post half five and all the chairs out on the street, and it was packed. It was great to see people were having a good time. Everyone was distanced. You're outdoors, so the ventilation is fine. So like the risk from a virus perspective isn't almost negated. Like it's absolutely ideal, and we were there. Like we luckily got a table outside Tom Maher's actually that evening, wasn't it? Like
yeah,
there was absolutely nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong with it whatsoever. And then I got the week before that we were out the back of Tully's here.
Yeah,
in a grand little table ourselves and Tommy Kyrie.
Yeah,
and we had a drink outside, and again like that, very very pleasant experience. I haven't had a bad one yet, and even. People might have heard us on the Irish History podcast a couple of weeks ago when we went up to Kilkenny to record Finn Dwyer, and then subsequently we'll just say the circumstances weren't right for us to record a Stonecast afterwards.
But
what I have to say is like the facilities, like that's the one thing I would say, like we were in O'Sullivan's tap room after that, and they've clearly invested a lot of money into the facilities, like
yeah,
and I'd like outdoor facilities as well, like top notch. So it'd be a shame to see them not be able to avail of using those facilities, and for the public not to be able to avail of them. I've had nothing but good experiences so far. Like outdoor, well ventilated, well spaced,
yeah.
Really good positive experiences.
The only thing I would say about the O'Sullivan's tap room is that we were so lucky to get into it.
Yeah.
So like again, it harks back to that. Like so, we had kind of. A message beforehand been like, should we book anywhere for?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Saturday, and Finn, in fairness to him, had been out previously in Kilkenny. He was like, no, sure, like,
Town is grand,
I just strolled in wherever. But by Jesus, were we went around to it.
Finn was wrong, I wouldn't trust him anymore.
No.
Not in booking tables and pubs or history.
But like, it took us about five or six pubs to find, like, and we got a cancellation in O'Sullivan's tap room,
a last minute.com
yoke. Like, you have to kind of queue outside for a bit and kind of see what the crack was.
You were sweet talking the major D.
Hey, settle down.
Sure. Kira doesn't listen to this. And that was a great day, a really good experience. And I have to say, this is my first experience since the pubs have opened, the outdoor dining and drinking has opened back up here, where I've actually been properly trolleyed as well. And it was a very pleasant experience.
Yeah. In fairness, that's Sullivan's, they have a good old range of beers on offer. Like, I was drinking the red ale and the blonde.
I was on the gold ale.
The golden ale.
Which is a savage drink. I love a good gold ale though. And then we went on to Weihen Stefana.
Oh the
Lager from Munich.
Munich, yeah. And that was absolutely unbelievable.
That's one that
because we've had bottles of it, have we?
Yeah, Arkin stores sell it, and they push a lot of it. It's a great beer, Julie's a big fan of it. She's always singing its praises. So we've had bottles. Maybe one to throw through the old Pilsner Proud at some stage, you know.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was just
because a long time since young lads and young ones were gowling in the background of the podcast.
Yeah, oh my god.
So what we live for.
And then also semi-negative experience as well was probably Grady's Yard last week.
Oh yeah.
Whereby overall, brilliant night. Great fun, great food, great beers, everything. But the six at a table rule was
tricky
when there were seven of us.
Yeah, as Run DMC would say, it's tricky.
Because basically seven of us arrived. So two people had already been there and had a table of six, and we couldn't pull up the other chair now. But then,
rules is rules. But then, it was hard for them to manage too. Then there were people waiting outside, and we were like, oh,
yeah. I don't blame them for it. I'm just saying that the rules are there for a reason, but it's awkward and it's kind of shite, and that you have to kind of take it into consideration when you're doing it, like, you know.
Yeah, don't be going out with 70 of you lads. It won't work.
Cut the Aegis.
Yeah, cut the Aegis. I shouldn't have been let out.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the experience so far. So, no, it's been good. Like, it's good to have a pint of draft again. Jesus, like, cans are great, but there's only so many of them you can take.
Yeah. And the socialising aspect of it as well. Like, there's none.
Yeah, and I think, like, even us, like, trying to manage it, get on the Zoom to do the podcast. Now, it didn't help. I didn't Wi-Fi for 2 months. But as well, the Zoom fatigue is serious at the moment as well, I think, isn't it? Like, so we need a couple of these spontaneous pub trips to just
settle us,
iron out that Zoom fatigue as well.
We'll probably a big apologies out to our listeners for the lack of podcasts. And
especially the patrons.
Especially the patrons.
Poor bastards.
Because we've been IT struck down both on computer fronts and on broadband fronts, that we just haven't been able to contact each other. So
We tried to record in Kilkenny all right that night, but we were literally sat under a speaker and we couldn't move. And like, while we love a bit of background noise, we don't want us to be the miniature background noise.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been a pleasant audio experience.
You would have just been listening to Kesha.
What's the opposite of ASMR? It would have been like it would have been like long wave radio in the 1990s.
Or MSA.
A new form of MRSA. First COVID, now this. But yeah, actually, do you know what I love as well, guys? Send us in your pictures and your experiences of outdoor dining in different parts of the country, or if you're in the UK or the States or Belgium or New Zealand or any of these far distant places that we might never see again. Just let us know how you're getting on with the outdoor dining, with drinking and COVID and stuff like that. I've actually had pretty much overwhelmingly positive experiences, really. And I think as well, we were saying this off mic as well about like how great it is to see the facilities being upgraded all over the place. And like, it's tough on businesses trying to make ends meet, so these grants and stuff that they're getting is great, allowing them to upgrade facilities. Like, I've heard brilliant things about pubs like the Vic in Tremor, the Woodman in Waterford City has apparently done a fantastic job altogether. Ross as well, like, spare a thought for the pubs and restaurants who aren't in a position to open yet, you know. So like Phil Grimes, I was talking to Tom during the week, and he's just holding off until the indoor pints are back, because it just, do you know what, the truth is, it suits that pub environment an awful lot better, you know.
Yeah, that is an indoor pub. And
so actually, Joe, before we wind up, because we were intending this to be quite a short podcast, lads, for your ears, but as we said, we'll have just the one. What did you make of the whole, like, you know, push back the indoor dining and pints a couple of weeks?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because I suppose you're like, oh, you know, they should have kind of given more time to the publicans to kind of decide on this. But then also, like, the data is only kind of coming at certain time, you know. It's kind of like, I think it was kind of like, especially that kind of Scottish data and stuff like that was coming out, I think it lent to that time. I don't think you could have made a decision much earlier on, you know. It's tough. I don't know,
I don't envy him, but at the same time too, I would say like Jesus, it's 4 or 5 weeks now since the UK were saying that 21st of June for them wasn't realistically a viable option.
Yeah.
They seem to be 4 or 5 weeks ahead of us. So I think they could have just done everyone a favour a couple of weeks earlier.
Yeah, they could have.
I have a brother-in-law who runs a gastro pub in Galway, talking to him, talking to pub owners, restaurants owners, and asking them their opinions and stuff. It seems to them like, you know, it's the proximity to, like, it's the less than a week's notice is the killer.
Yeah.
They have staff taken on, those staff are coming off, you know, pandemic payments.
Whatever.
It's just a real upheaval for everyone. It's not nice. And then stock is ordered.
Yeah.
Especially for gastro pubs, like, you know, if it is only 2 or 3 weeks, like with pubs, if they've ordered kegs in, they'll be fine. But for gastro pubs who might have ordered fresh fish or, you know, fresh vegetables and stuff like this, that's a fucking kick in the teeth, like, you know.
Yeah,
and I think it's, you know, whether it's the right decision or not, you could probably look at two different graphs and come to two different conclusions. It's the ways of getting to the decision, I think, is the problem. Like, you know, you could either see the UK data, cases rising, and say, right, we have to push this back 2 weeks ago. You could see them and say, we'll hold on and judge their hospitalisation rates, which seem to be fairly stable, and say, right, we'll go ahead. But this kind of last minute malarkey is no good for anyone.
No, it definitely isn't. So, spare thought for the boys.
Don't pour one out from though. It's so long since we've had one now, we won't be pouring any of it. Only down our gullet. Come here, what? So, I suppose, let's do a quick pint watch so before we finish up. So we're having a pint here now on the street, sitting at a table, which is fucking lovely, and I highly recommend it. And if you are around Waterford, come to Tully's and sit outside and people watch. It's lovely, actually. But right, pint watch is, you know, high stool around a bunch of our lads having a crack. So at the moment they're saying July 19th.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll go ahead in July 19th?
Yeah, I think hospitalizations won't. This is awful strange, like, be betting on this, like, yeah. You know, but I do have faith in the vaccines, and I think we'll be okay.
You think science will win?
I think science will win, yeah.
So I was seeing figures there today saying about how many vaccines are actually in the country ready to go, just need to be distributed and put in arms. And if they can manage to get another 1 million doses out in the next 3 weeks, I reckon they'll.
And they're kind of in and around like that, aren't they?
300K a week or something like that.
Yeah, they're on about that, like, yeah.
So what are we, 1st of July now? We're talking about 19th, so we've 18 days. I'm gonna say the 26th of July, they'll ask for another week just to vaccinate another week of people.
Okay.
And that's my prediction then.
Right.
26th of July.
And
I'm 19th. 26th, that's a Monday, isn't it?
Monday. July, please, I'm on my knees.
Monday, fair, is it?
I love your freshly poured pint.
We're about to get kicked out of. How'd you get kicked out of outside the front door somewhere? So lads, actually, I wasn't bad with the old predictions last summer.
No.
So if you're a betting man or woman, book the 27th of July off work.
Come down to us. We'll see you.
We'll sort you out. We'll see you at Phillies, the high stool.
Brilliant. Right. So lads, send in your pictures of ye drinking, sculling and snaking pints as out in the sun and. Send them on to us. We're at Snugcast on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
That's all.
That's it. We don't have the TikTok.
We haven't the TikTok yet. No.
And
none of this newfangled shite.
Or if you want to send us a longer message, you can send us an email to thesnugcast@gmail.com. We have planned loads, lads, for the future, but like it's again our IT just fell to the wall and everything else fell to the wall. So we're hoping we've breweries lined up, we have people in the UK and stuff lined up.
Yeah,
we have pub owners lined up.
We have a Zoomer lined up for next Friday that hopefully will work out, and Pilsner probably will be back next Friday as well.
And we have a big surprise as well coming up soon.
I forgot about that.
Hopefully we'll do it in the next one or two podcasts, but no promises.
Yeah.
But
go on.
Anyway,
wait yourselves.
Good luck.
Sláinte.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.